welcome to this special edition of What's On Joe Mind. We're a fan cast about the world of G.I. Joe. We're here to talk about the latest convention site announcement. And I don't know what special edition number this is because I'm probably going to edit them out of order. So we'll just call it a special edition, and whatever number it is, we'll see it in the title.
On special the edition website. 86A.
Whatever. So we have Indianapolis in the past. There was not going to be Indianapolis this year. Yay. It's not going to be a repeat of small town Springfield. Yay. Loveland, Colorado. Where? Just call it Denver. Because that's what everyone else does. Joining me as always is my co-host, Mike Irizarry, Justin Bell. How are we doing?
We're good. Who are you people?
I don't know. It's been a long time. But apparently pre-show, it hasn't been that long.
I got a tip from Ted Baxter on Twitter. That's the only reason I'm here tonight.
He's still around?
Again, it was a long Twitter absence.
All right, so we have two others joining us tonight. Joining us as our fourth chair substitutor, whatever you want to call it.
Substitute?
Yeah, that works.
Good job, Gary. We speak English good.
Well, that's why we had to bring a Canadian on the show.
There's never really an excuse to bring a Canadian on the show.
Not anymore.
I'll spell correctly.
Put U's in everything.
Yeah, don't put U's in everything. That doesn't count. It's sounding like Dave Tree. That's not how you spell color.
Sure it is.
Color.
Galore. It's like Zap Brannigan. All right. Well, anyways, you've heard the voice. Defending cosplay champion of JoeCon 2015, it's Miss Jo Colton.
Hello.
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 We have that build up and you give us hello.
My accent Let's move on to our next louder game. Than words.
There you go.
Yeah, you're on the wrong show.
Here's your chance to cut the promo. We're giving you the opportunity. We wanted to hype this up.
I'm live from New York Comic Con. There you go. It's Saturday night live. No, it's Friday night.
I don't need to cut a promo. I'm in New York City. Screw you all.
Fuck you losers.
You know who else is in New York City?
Larry Hama?
No, Chuck.
Oh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Mike, introduce our guest.
Our guest is a Fort Collins, Colorado native and celebrated local yokel, Troy McKee. You may also know Troy from his site of wonder, TroyMcKee.com. Longtime fan, longtime supporter of the line. I'm going to see how many more times I can cut him off. But you remember those USS flag hats? Troy makes the good ones.
I do. The good ones. I wanted to go ahead and let you get that out. I'm not actually from Fort Collins. But I figured Gary can edit that out. Yeah.
Well, now that you made a stink about it, it's not. Anyway.
When Mike messes up, it doesn't get edited out.
That's okay.
He's going to bleep you.
When I mess up, it gets edited out.
Because when you mess up, it's terrible.
Well, it's worth editing now.
Well, this is my first podcast, so I'm sure I'm going to screw up plenty. So anyway, you'll be able to make fun of that. It'll be awesome.
Sit right in with the rest of us.
Yeah.
You're on the right show.
You'll start drinking.
One of our guests is on the right show.
Shut up.
So as we do every year when the site announcement is made by the club, we have, over the last, this is like fourth time we've done this, a FAQ of people that kind of get online and they say, what do I need to do to go to JoeCon? Where do we go to pick up our set? And that type of thing. So we've cataloged these questions. Typically, we turn it over to Justin Bell to start these off with the most common questions, and then we'll just kind of pitch in and ask local area expert Troy McKee questions about what's there to do in the area, because he's our forward intel. Let's start it off, Justin. What's the first question we often see about JoeCon?
On our FAQ, the first question that we put out there is, where is the convention this year? You already mentioned it's in Loveland, Colorado, but...
Denver. It's Denver.
It's not Denver.
You keep telling yourself that, Gary.
It's like 60 miles outside of Denver or something like that, 60 or 70 miles. So it's
urban sprawl.
I'm on Loveland's, like, I don't know what page this is, but I'm looking at...
Is it a blog spot?
No, it's their Wikipedia page of Loveland, Colorado, and I can see two traffic lights. I mean, that's a step in the right direction, yes, but...
They have that on Wikipedia?
Yeah. Loveland, Colorado has its own Wikipedia page.
Two traffic lights.
You know
lights.
They've made it now.
Oh, there's a picture of the town, and I can see two traffic lights in the picture.
I assure you there's more than two traffic lights in Loveland.
Oh, well, let's...
I'm writing that down. We're going to correct Wikipedia after.
The town I live in has like six, and Loveland's big compared to us, so...
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, moving on up. I just have the feeling the next time we talk to Dave Draper on the program, he's going to let us know about all this stuff.
What, all the traffic lights that they have in Springfield?
He's probably going to go out and count them, yes.
No one gives a shit.
He is a shiftless layabout, so we got to...
So, Troy, tell us about Loveland, otherwise known as a suburb of Denver.
Well, it's about an hour out of Denver.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's not really a suburb of Denver.
I know.
It's interesting where the hotel for the convention is, because it's not actually in Loveland proper.
Of course not.
It's actually at the Budweiser Event Center, which is an arena out there. They do concerts. They have a minor league hockey team that plays out of there. And it's kind of in a triangle in between three other cities. So, I mean, it's Loveland, Fort Collins, and then Greeley to the east. So it's centrally located kind of on I-25, right smack dab between those. That's where it's at.
So you're saying there's no easy way to get there?
It's easy to get in and out by car.
For you, yes.
Yeah. where it's at is kind of a rural area. There's a shopping area called Sentara just south of there. I don't know if I would say it's within walking distance, but it's relatively close by.
Do they have a Sbarro's and an Orange Julius?
No, it's like an outdoor shopping center. They got a Rock Bottom and a PF Chang's.
All right. For folks, anybody who wants to know, I'm doing a Google Maps of Loveland right now, and I'm happy to report there is a dress barn.
I hope you're not saying that because I'm on the phone.
I'm going to say Joe.
I swear to God.
There you go.
Good job, Justin.
I'm looking at shopping malls and things like that.
I hope you're going to the dress barn.
I will be in the dress. I'll see you there.
You might see you there, but you're not seeing me there. I will be toy shopping.
Well, where are the shoe stores?
I see a Zod. Is that a shoe store company? I don't know.
It's a sneaker store, dude. A sneaker store.
Those are shoes, are they not?
Yeah, they have shoes and shirts.
You kneel before them.
For Zod. Wait for your lime green shoes, Mr. Azari. Ah! Somebody just... Jesus. All right. No throwing paper at me.
What do you got going on at your house?
I'm...
should we go off video and on the cam or what?
No. Okay. I'm having things thrown at me.
Oh, that's what you call it. Okay.
You've
reached a point where we need to move on.
All right, subject.
Things.
Justin, pick it up quick.
The next question is, what hotel is it at? And I think Troy actually covered that as well. It's, the hotel is the Embassy Suites. And Troy, you said the convention is actually, say where it is again?
It's at the Embassy Suites in Loveland. That's where it's at. But the Embassy Suites in Loveland is at the Budweiser Event Center. And it's a big arena, and there's an equestrian center and stuff out back. So it's the big building. It'll be easy to spot.
Oh, an equestrian center. So you and the horse you rode in on can be a cop tracer.
Exactly. You have a place to park. That's
nice.
Most importantly, I think the fact that it's an Embassy Suites means that three words stand out above all others. Free breakfast, bitches.
Wait, is that free breakfast, bitches, or free breakfast, bitches? Because I'm up for either one, I guess. But...
You can tell who goes to the convention without their wife.
I ain't here to tell you how to live your life, man.
And also, they have happy hour, free happy hour.
Hey, all right.
Nice. Can't beat that.
Last time we had an Embassy Suites was Dallas?
Dallas 08.
First Dallas?
Yeah. Yes.
Embassy Suites, good place.
So the next question we have on our FAQ is, what activities are in the area? There is, of course, the legal marijuana.
I have seen so many posts about it.
I know. I couldn't help that in there.
I've never heard one of those before.
Never heard a joke about legal.
Never heard one of those jokes. The thing that people might want to keep in mind about that is, just because it's legal in the state doesn't mean it's legal in every city.
Interesting.
Municipalities can still have laws outlawing it. So,
Troy speaks as if a man with experience.
Municipality laws supersede state law?
Well, I mean, it's essentially what the state law is saying. You know, is they're not going to arrest you for it, but it can still be illegal within a city. It kind of depends.
This episode of What's on Joe Mind Political Science Edition is brought to you by C-SPAN.
I have to be honest, it's not my thing. So I know, like the absolute bare minimum about it, only because people from out of state are always asking me.
So you've had to ask around.
I have. Like the little town I live in doesn't have any places that sell it, but the little suburb town just outside has like three dispensaries. So
brief. So it's actually.
I was in Denver earlier this year, and it was, I don't know, it smelled awful.
And everybody was hungry.
Everyone's running around like having snacks all the time.
Contact highs. All right.
Every third doorway led to a McDonald's.
Well, they serve breakfast now.
Breakfast 24/7. Bitches.
Fort Collins and Greeley, they're both college towns, so if that's what you're into, I'm sure they'll be more than accommodating of that. So
Colorado State is in Fort Collins, right?
Colorado State is in Fort Collins, and then University of Northern Colorado is in Greeley, yeah.
Colorado State, the Rams, is that right, Mike?
That is correct.
Okay, so activities in the area. What do we have near the hotel? Places to eat, places to drink, entertainment, that type of thing? Or are we just pretty much going to be stuck at the hotel for 4 days?
It's out there a little ways. Locally, real close, there's a barbecue joint right over by the hotel. That's a fairly short walk. And then a little further south, there's that shopping area I was talking about. So you've got that. Loveland is kind of known. That's the, I guess, kind of the gateway up to Rocky Mountain National Park and to Estes Park, which is a, you know, kind of a tourist trap town up in the mountains. And they've got a little main street you go up. It's famous, though, because that's where the Stanley Hotel is, where they filmed The Shining.
Woohoo!
Yeah, and you can go stay in the hotel, and they've got the movie running 24 hours a day on one of the interior channels there.
Of course they do.
They've got that. But you can go up and see the mountains, get up above Timberline. One of the things we're known for is that we have 14 peaks over 14,000 feet. Out where I live and out kind of where we're going to be is very, very flat. You can see the mountains from where we're at, but it's flat, kind of like Kansas. You are going to be close to a mile high here. Loveland's a little lower than Denver. It is a much higher altitude, even though it's very, very flat.
So what you're saying is Joe fans need to be working cardio before we...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, that probably would be a good idea.
I love how Joe just laughs.
No, I wasn't gonna prepare myself either, so...
And remember, alcohol affects you differently at that altitude, so it's something you want to condition.
Remember that, Justin Bell.
Oh, Justin.
She's going to have a trash can in each hand.
For those of you that are a little more drinking inclined, there's a Budweiser brewery just up I-25 from the hotel.
How far away is that? That has the Clydesdales at it, right?
Yeah, it's like 15 miles up I-25, maybe.
You can't walk that.
You can, but... I don't know. They might have a shuttle. I don't know.
My wife has actually been to that one before when she was out visiting her sister when she was an intern at the HP facility, I think, in Fort Collins.
Okay.
I might do that when we're out there, is go to that, take the kiddo, go see the Clydesdales. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. There's all kinds of little breweries, too, in Fort Collins. They've got a ton of them. I'm not a beer drinker, so I couldn't give you any specifics on that, but I know there's a ton of them.
What the hell do you do, Troy McKee?
Well, I ride my horse to Loveland.
Your horse-drawn carriage.
It's like Justin riding the bear in the Lebanon. Where the hell are you, Bill? You went silent.
He's in the can.
Did he leave us?
Oh. I'm sure he did. I don't know.
Put him to sleep. Justin,
put myself on mute. I was taking a drink of water and I forgot to take myself off. Sorry.
Justin,
professional podcaster, right here. What's up, Troy?
Justin will appreciate this. There's a place in Severance, which is, again, about 15 miles from where we're at, called Bruce's Bar, and that's where everybody goes for the local specialty, oysters.
Rocky Mountain oysters?
I'm not eating Rocky Mountain oysters. I know what those are.
Well, I want to see you do some Rocky Mountain oysters.
I'm not touching
them. What if we buy them for you?
I don't give a I'm not putting balls in my mouth of any kind.
Not yet.
Yeah, alcohol does affect me differently, I guess, in Colorado.
That's safe. Two words, and that was better than what I had planned.
Maybe I'll skip June this year. I don't know. I'm not liking the sounds of this.
Oh, you'll be fine.
A couple shots of tequila, he'll take the worm and then do the Rocky Mountain noise.
And squeal like a girl.
Let's see, what else is there? I mean, that's it, kind of right there. around Loveland. Once you get down into Denver, there's more stuff you can do. You know, Coors has their brewery in Golden. There's an airplane museum. My personal favorite is Casa Bonita, the Mexican restaurant. I don't think anybody should live their life and not go there once and have a terrible meal.
Is that the same Casa Bonita that they talk about in South Park? Right?
It is. And it is exactly as in the episode.
I'm there.
Exactly. I had my 9th birthday party there. I had my 30th birthday party there. It's fantastic. I read an article once in a local magazine where they described it as, it's as if Disneyland and a Mexican restaurant had a love child and abandoned it in a strip mall on East Colfax, which is the street that it's on. And the really great part about that is Colfax is the street in Denver where the drug dealers and the prostitutes and stuff are. So it's fantastic, but it's where everybody wants to take their kids. So
that's where I'm rolling with James Cavanaugh.
You might never roll back, but you'll have a night to remember.
That place is made for James. I'm not even kidding. They've got cliff divers and magic shows and pinatas and a cave and a guy that runs around in a gorilla costume. And they bring you all the bad Mexican food and sopapillas you want and skee ball. It's amazing.
Ooh, can we go?
That's pretty awesome.
What's on Joe Nightmind?
Our Nightmind? You want to know what's on our
Nightmind?
I'm old
tired. What's on Joe Mind Night at Casa Bonita?
Well, it sounds to me that really, if you want to do anything worth a damn, we're going to have to pretty much fly in, first of all. It's going to be a long drive for just about everybody, at least on this show. Mike, how far of a drive is that for you?
12 hours.
That's a pretty damn long drive. Bell, I can imagine that's 20 plus.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I'm not going to be driving this year, I don't think.
Joe, that's probably the same for you.
Yeah, we'll be flying.
I think we're going to be seeing a lot of rental cars this year.
My other half said that there's going to be a shuttle.
Will the shuttle take us to What's on Joe Mind Night at Casa Bonita?
I doubt it, so we might have to carpool.
Mm-hmm.
Snuggles!
Snuggles.
It'd be like a clown car getting into JoeCon.
I was about to say, you're getting the trunk, lady. I don't know about
that. Dude, I was planning on surfing on the roof.
All right, that's fine.
You guys just need to rent a van. I mean, that haul everybody around. It'll be great.
One of those 70s type vans?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I won't rent a van unless its horn plays either the Mexican hat dance or the General Lee's thing. You know,
Dixie?
Can we rent a horse-drawn carriage?
You know, at the park in Loveland, you might be able to.
Oh, God.
Actually, Estes Park, I'm almost certain the last time I was up there, they had a carriage ride you could take down Main Street in Estes Park, yeah.
She's talking to Casa Bonita.
Yeah.
Oh, to Casa Bonita? No.
Trying to make it a stagecoach
no,
ride.
You don't want to take anything that doesn't have locking doors down Colfax.
No.
Okay.
Like I said.
See?
This is sounding a lot like Northwest Indiana.
Mm-hmm. It's the weirdest place for it. It really is.
It's a family restaurant.
It is.
It's a family place.
You know, if the show was in winter, there's probably a lot more to do if you were into skiing and that kind of stuff. But in June, yeah, there is no snow.
High altitude snow, right?
Yeah, high altitude snow. If you went up to Rocky Mountain National Park, there would probably still be snow on some of the tops of some of those mountains when you get up above timberline. In Loveland, there's not going to be any snow. It's going to be, you know, 90 degrees, really, really dry. We have very little humidity.
I like that.
It's like Canadian weather.
Only without the drawbacks of having all those Canadians.
And also in Fahrenheit.
Also,
and no bears. At least no bears out where we're at. I know in Canada, there's bears everywhere.
Sigh relief by Justin Bell.
Oh, and he's gonna be riding a team of bears in, so he'll bring some bears.
You're kidding.
He'll wear a cowboy hat. He'll think it's a horse. Yeah. It'll be great.
Yeehaw!
I want to videotape how that turns out.
Justin, what's the next question?
Number four, we generally ask, when can people pick up their convention sets? And as long as this year remains the same as it has in previous years, if you're a golden ticket holder, you can pick up your box set Wednesday night. Most folks will be picking up their stuff on Thursday nights. The golden ticket holders can pick up their box set itself Wednesday night if they want to pick up any of their additional figures or, you know, vehicles and all those things. They will have to come back on Thursday night to do that. So Wednesday and Thursday night are kind of package pickup nights and get all your tools.
There, Zeri, roll down your window or roll up your window.
What are you talking about?
Dude, this sounds like you are on 465. Roll up your window.
The air conditioner is on the other end of the room. It must be working some overtime.
Stop resting your head against it.
Anything else anyone wants to mention about package pickup night?
One thing that what happens on Wednesday night is that once the Golden Ticket folks pick up their stuff, there's usually the convention comic they can get that night too. And the convention comic will typically have a list of what the other exclusives are, little price info too. So that's kind of when stuff really starts.
Run to the interwebs. You'll find out pretty much the entire JoeCon package going on. That you'll see the pictures of the real life stuff the next day.
Yep.
Only really thing to say about package pickup night is be prepared to stand in line.
Yep.
And remember, pickup night is only about figures, no matter what James Cavanaugh tells you.
Don't listen to him wearing a robe.
Yeah.
We're not lying about that robe, by the way.
Somebody made that mistake in Springfield, didn't they?
They did.
Didn't they?
Last year, Cavanaugh... He was out partying late with you guys, right, Joe?
Yeah, Tuesday. Yeah, it was my other half, me, James, and Jim Butel.
Oh, boy. Ooh. That's a dangerous combination if I ever heard.
Yeah, I think it was like 4 cases of beer we finished.
Jesus. Was it all warm?
No.
Because James won't drink it. Well, I guess James will drink it otherwise.
Drink what otherwise?
Warm beer.
He prefers warm beer?
Yeah.
Belle, welcome to the program. Nice to be a part of it for you.
I never knew that about James. I learned something new, I guess. Huh?
So when he goes to the bar, does he go, I just want the one that hasn't been in the fridge yet. Yeah, the one that's dusted and hasn't, yeah, give me that bottle.
Typically, when he arrives at the show, because he drives a lot of the time, I don't know if he's driving to this one. I don't know why it's open, but he'll have an open 12-pack or case in his car already.
Mm.
And they are car temperature warm. I think that's what he prefers. Not Bud Light, not anything else. Budweiser, straight up. King of beer.
Sun-warmed glory.
Car
it kills
warmed.
The bacteria.
Ooh.
Like, that's room temperature plus 15 degrees.
He has no problem sharing them out. I'm here. I want a beer? And everyone's like, yeah, beer. Like, oh, it's warm. But then they don't complain because they're getting the free beer, right? It's kind of a win-win for him. He's getting rid of a beer, and then someone else gets it, and it's their problem after that. But, yeah, that's James Cavanaugh coming to the con. Warm beer. The story of James in the robe. It was the leopard print robe, right?
Yes.
That was his own. He didn't borrow it from you, Joe, did he?
No. Yeah, he brought that. He found it somewhere. He was like, do you think this will be okay? I go, sure. It's better than what you wore 2 years ago.
Probably found it in a thrift store. I think he was just wearing jeans. No t-shirt and a leopard print robe. I mean, it was like it screamed David Lee Roth from the 70s.
Yeah.
I believe to be more specific, I believe it was jorts.
Wow.
Still, I mean, he could have got up on stage and sang Hot for Teacher and would have fit the role.
Yeah.
And then there's people around Dave Draper going, who's that in the shirt and robe?
She's sexy.
No, someone's got it on the record.
That was actually what Springfield native Dave Draper asked me is, who is that? That's noted author James Cavanaugh. Really? It was good stuff.
Number 5, Justin.
Oh, man.
Do you miss this at all, Justin? No, you don't.
What, the podcast? JoeCon? What do you be more specific here?
The podcast.
Do you miss us, Justin?
I'm just
do you love
back,
us?
Thinking back to leopard print robes and James Cavanaugh. Seeing all sorts of stuff in my head that's going to take.
Well, the funny thing is that the staff, the convention staff, didn't phase them one bit.
No.
We
no.
put him in Absolutely. The commercial before the con, and he was wearing the leopard robe.
That's right. He walked behind, looked at the camera, and looked at you and shook his head like you were the crazy one.
Yeah. Sorry, Justin, your question.
Question is, do we have to buy a convention set to get into the convention? And the answer is technically you don't have to. If you want to go to all the different seminars and everything like that, you'll probably want to. That's where most of the fun is had and most of the information is given. So if you want early access to the sales floor and listen to all of the Hasbro presentations and everything, you'll probably want to get a box set. But you don't have to. You can get just a regular attendee, pay at the door kind of situation.
General admission.
There you go. That's the term I was looking for. And just going to the sales floor and stuff. So that is always an option if you want it.
That's been, what, $25 the last couple of years? $30 per
like
person?
That, yep.
I think 25 last year.
Saturday and Sunday is general admission. And then they have a special price. Is it $50 early bird where you can get in between like 8 and 10? And then 10 o'clock, the doors open for all the rest of general admission.
I thought the early bird was just for attendees, for registered attendees.
They do have an attendee package where you're not buying a figure set from either collection.
That is the sergeant's package.
Yes.
That gets you the lanyard and everything, but no toys.
Right.
We'll do another podcast with the brochure finally, yeah, exactly. Which will come out. Yeah. It's probably after the new year. And of course, the next big question everyone wants to know is when's registration? Registration will be 1 week prior to this year's show starting.
So, you know what, though? I got to say something about that. Every year, right? We know. You know what's going to happen. Just don't complain. You know you're going to see your friends. You know you're going to get your package. Just plan for it. Buy your ticket. Go. Have a good time. That's it.
Who is this chick? She thinks she gets to come on here and make sense.
I do appreciate you calling me a chick.
This chick has a point, okay? We know where it is. We know when it is. So it really doesn't matter when registration is here. And I know the big thing is some people need to wait for the funds to build up and that type of thing. Start putting money aside now. A little bit. Then it'll add up. I think the package last year was Justin Bell prompting for input $385.
Yeah, something like this. Yes, anywhere from $375 to $385, somewhere in that neighborhood. Yep.
So you're looking at $400-ish for the package. That's just the American Hero or the Homefront Hero package. That doesn't include the golden ticket, which right. I don't know we really talk too much about, but that's going to be another $300 on top of that.
Exactly.
And start saving now, and then when registration is announced, whenever that is, week to 10 days before us getting on planes to go to, to, go to Denver, then you'll be all set. I sure hope that's not a problem this year.
I hope.
And I know a lot of people just, it's the club because it's the club. I see that all the time. I got to think that they're going to have that address this year.
I would imagine. I mean,
they can't do it 3 years in a row.
I know you're not a Transformers fan, Gary, but they actually, BotCon just revealed their first figure today. So typically for an April convention, they're not showing stuff until January, February. So they're already in a, you know, step in a better direction than they have been in the past. So that's good news, at least.
Okay.
The next question is, when do we hear about the exclusives? And that can be kind of a tricky question to answer. It's generally a month or two or three before the convention. The last time we had a summer convention was in 2012, which was in New Orleans. I think the convention was the end of June, you know, June 27th through 30th, somewhere in that neighborhood, I believe. That year, the first teaser image for the convention set was posted on April 5th. It was that little banner with Diana from the October Guard. So in other years, in 2012, the brochure was shown on May 11th, which actually outlined what the entire set was made up of. So, for a late June convention, May was when they talked about it that year. In 2013, they released the brochure on January 18th for an April dated convention. 2014, they released the brochure on December 15th for an April convention. And in 2015, this past year, they showed the brochure on February 5th for an April convention. So you can see it kind of bounces back and forth a little bit, you know, anywhere from 3 to 5 months before the convention starts. So I would expect for, once again, being in late June, we'll hopefully see a brochure shortly, you know, maybe first quarter of 2016, maybe shortly thereafter.
Now, I will give them credit. It was about this time last year they announced Springfield.
Yep. And that was for an April show. So they're already, again, heading in the right direction here, giving us a little bit more notice.
Maybe a couple weeks, but it was about this time. I know it was right before my job going to our convention. It was right before that.
Yep.
They're right on about that schedule. So much appreciated. And so it helps people that need to tell their bosses at the beginning of the year what vacation days they want.
Exactly.
It allows them to do that now.
It allows me to break the news to my wife that I'll be out of town for our anniversary a little bit earlier. So,
nice.
That's not that big a deal.
Nah, I know. We've had 15 of them. You know, whatever. Get over it.
You got 15 and a couple kids. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah.
Give her a high five.
Happy anniversary. High five.
Dude, you need to take her to a romantic dinner at Casa Bonita.
And then take her to the Shining Hotel. And
there for the night. Here, stay here, honey. I'll see you in a few days.
Yes. Belle, you need to bring her finally. Or she's not going to put up with that, is she?
I can't see her being all that.
Oh, that sound. That sound of exasperation that is now on the soundboard. Oh my God.
It's almost fearful.
right there next to Butthurt on Justin's greatest hit.
All I can picture is her walking to the lobby next to me and James Cavan on a leopard print robe walking up to her, and it would be all, it'd be all over.
Hey, now she's had the con experience. It's over early.
Yeah.
Kind of like Woodstock at that point.
Hey, what makes her so special? Come on now.
Everybody deserves a little James Cavanaugh leopard print robe, right?
I mean, it's either that or Chris Thrace. What would you rather have?
Yeah, that's not even a comparison.
Well, they did a lot of cupping at the last con, so you might get them both.
Jim Butel sent me a picture recently of that whole thing again.
Just in case you forgot, here you go.
I know. Yeah, he's like, hey, just in case, here, remember this? I'm like, no, I don't want to remember that. What's wrong with you,
here's,
dude?
Here's an angle you may not have seen. It's got 20%.
Oh, dude, I saw several angles of that guy.
You're on Podcastapalooza with David Duvall, and your quote exactly was, oh!
It's got 20% more grundle. Look at this shot.
Holy shit, grundle.
You have to excuse me. I just spent a week hanging out with Chris McLeod.
Oh, how did he smell?
As like a can of Lynx body spray, as always.
Full can, yeah. Every show you see him, he comes with a full case.
Yes, girls were wondering that.
And he uses it all over.
It's just right there in the can. I've roomed with him the last 2 years. That's all it is. That's all it is. You got to not go in the bathroom for a couple of minutes after he's been out, because you can possibly go blind.
You should try riding in a small Toyota Matrix with him for 14 hours.
That's your fault.
That was by choice,
that's
dude.
That's your fault, Mel.
Yeah, that was by choice. It was. I can't.
You had the ride with the boss fight guys. That's your fault.
It was fun. I think the ride was.
I don't know why I'm pointing at his picture on my computer when I'm saying it's your fault.
and he did sex everybody up, so it was worth it.
Absolutely.
Now, the Axe body spray doesn't do anything about the quiff. The quiff is an entirely different
color. That is a different piece.
What's a quiff? I thought it was a quaff.
Yeah, it's a quiff in Great Britain.
Oh, okay.
So, but yeah, space quiff is its own beast.
It defies gravity with other product means.
I got to see Chris this past week. The morning everybody was leaving, it was the first time it rained. And he ran out to the van, full on, hardest rain it was all day. And he comes back in and his hair is completely, it's like just perfectly in place. Except for like, he's got like one little Superman curl hanging down in the front. It's like, oh man, you're slightly out of place. That's the first time I've ever seen a hair move.
Did it beat off? Whoa. Just beat off like Rain-X or something?
What?
This is not Fist of the North Star.
What are we talking about here?
That sounds a little personal, doesn't it? That sounds a little personal.
I think I missed a chunk of that conversation.
I asked if it beads off, like you've got Rain-X up there.
Oh, okay. All right.
Bead. Bead. Justin Bell.
B-E-A-D as in dog. Yes, B-E-A-D.
Because we already know he does the other.
Wow.
Holy cow. What's going on here?
Chris, we love you.
Next question.
Let's say that now.
I'm jealous that
before
you saw
feelings him. Get hurt. Chris, we love you.
awkward silence now.
You can hear Chris McLeod next week on the next TFF when they talk to Boss Fight Studios.
The next question on the FAQ. How much money should we bring? So that's typically the next question that gets asked a lot. And
the Brian Savage answer is?
All of it.
All of it.
All of it.
And we're not kidding.
No.
All of it.
Huh? All of it. All of it.
Well, pay your rent or mortgage first, and then all of it.
Everything you feel comfortable spending, bring it.
Yep.
This is the big event of the year. If you're as big a fan as you say, whatever you want to buy from 30-plus 50 years of G.I. Joe is going to be available to you in some way, shape, or form. Bring whatever you feel comfortable spending.
This was an expensive year last year. One of everything was not cheap.
No, that helicopter really, really blew the roof on things.
I can look it up, but do we have an offhand how much everything was last year?
I don't recall. I want to say it was up in the six something range, but
yeah.
I tell you, unless anybody has any more feedback for that question, we'll move on to the next one, and I will look that up for us.
All right. The next question is typically, and this is the last question we have on our FAQ that we do for this first JoeCon special, is what kind of seminars will we see? And we don't really know yet. Typically, they have some voice actors there that will do some voice acting seminars. I know Joe has done some cosplay stuff in years past. We've done a live podcast a couple of years running now. There have been Hasbro has shown up and done some Hasbro presentations from time to time, more often than not. Sometimes they will have package artists or package designers who will talk about their work on the line in years past. You know, the Collectors Club, obviously, they do their roundtable. They talk about the newsletter. They do all sorts of stuff like that. So there's a lot of stuff to learn, a lot of pretty cool people to talk to, and things to pay attention to throughout some of those seminars. So don't be like James Cavanaugh and come in half hungover and fall asleep in the chairs while everybody's talking.
He fell asleep during in my panel.
He falls asleep. I think he's got like a little tick box where he keeps track of which panels.
In fairness to James, that was a pretty dull panel.
Hey, you were in the front row, dude.
I was in the front row because you asked me to be in the front row. You came up to me before that panel started, and you said to me, hey, I'm kind of worried that I won't know how to deal with the crowd. Can you sit in the front row, and can you, like, ask questions and make jokes and stuff? And I look at her, and I say, you want me to heckle your panel? And I turn to my brother to make sure that I'm hearing this correctly. Did she ask me to heckle her panel? And Rob, at this point, in his wisdom, shrugged and walked away. I turn back to Joe, and Joe says, well, yeah, not in any uncertain terms. Yeah, heckle the panel. And so I do. And I actually kind of went with the kid gloves, and I think Morgan Lofton hates me anyway. Because she was the only one sitting close by, and she actually did strike me once. When I asked perhaps the most risque thing I asked, which wasn't terribly risque, but I'll save it because it would take far too long to set up the story.
Now people want to know. Thanks a lot. Sure, Zeri.
When we can't get Morgan Lofton on the show, you can blame Joe. That's all I'm saying.
It's not. No, it was. It's no.
Totally. Evil.
Way to ruin it for everybody.
Listen, if you hadn't asked the question about the breastplate, we would have been talking. You had to go there.
You set it up. You asked me to heckle. I am a professional.
No, no, no. I asked you to come to the panel.
Whoa, hello.
Not to. Oh. The panel was on Sunday at like 11 o'clock. No one's doing any of that hungover.
Please come and heckle the panel.
Sure.
Look, I have third-party verification. There's no escaping this.
Okay.
All the other cosplayers were like four rows back. There's no golden ticket people in the place. And somehow Morgan Lofting and I are the only two people in the front three rows of your panel. Not entirely true, but we were the only ones in the immediate area. And of course, she started to hit me.
Yeah.
Because I'm good at my job. Because I was taking care of my friend.
Way to go. You get hit by Morgan Lofting, and then Mary McDonald Lewis goes blue on you. I mean, come on, man. Wait, can you piss off any other female talent? I said goes blue on him, okay? You need to stop it.
But a couple years back, we talked to Mary McDonald Lewis on the show, and I had to miss that week, unfortunately. I had to miss that interview to run a CoilCon meeting elsewhere on Skype. So when we get to the convention, we talk to Bill for a few minutes, and then we move over and we talk to Mary. And Mary picks me out. Like, I've never spoken to her before because I wasn't on the interview. She picks me out and says, you're the one that missed the interview. And I'm just like, yes, I'm terribly sorry about that. I had to go and be responsible. I was kind of clearing out so that these guys could talk instead. I hope they weren't too terribly annoying. And she was like, no, that's fine. I was just giving you shit. And then
Joe
had this giant grin on her face after she said the expletive. And I'm just sort of sitting there going, wow. I got cursed at by Lady J. That is awesome.
Morgan Lofton cursed at me this past JoeCon.
Kind of deserved it.
Really?
Yeah, I was running, trying to get all the cupcakes with Sarah, and we were trying to put all the flags in the cupcakes, and I was so tired. She's like, get upstairs and take a nap.
Hungover.
Yes, I'd hungover. She said, go take a nap. Yeah, and I said,
let's get the story straight here. You are on What's On Joe Mind.
I said, no, I can do this. And she goes, listen to me. You need to go take a nap. And I was like, holy crap, she's swearing at me. So
did she swear at you in the Baroness voice, though?
No, but you could tell that she was not pleased. So I was like, all right, if she's yelling at me, I got to go take a nap.
She prefaced it by saying the word darling. Darling, you need to go take a f***ing nap.
Point to Mike, because, you know, Mary McDonnell Lewis sounded like Lady J when she cursed at me.
Oh, awesome.
Because, I mean, it's just her voice, but it's a cheap win, but I'm taking it.
While we're on this story, we've only had one other go blue on us, and that was Michael Bell. That was really funny.
Michael Bell, and that was fantastic.
Mike and I walk up to Michael Bell. What was that? JoeCon?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. We just walk up, introduce ourselves. He remembers us from the interview, and then he just totally drops any character whatsoever.
We were in the club at that point, and he yeah. It's like, whoa, sailors were turning away blushing. It was good stuff.
I know Sam Damon walked by and goes, that's hardcore.
But we're not dropping names today.
While we're sitting there talking about that, I do have a total of everything from last year. This would include if you purchase the Creo set as well as the carded Mindbender and the Havoc Mark II, okay? So it was $39 for the Creo set, $72 for the 2-pack, $83 for the Tiger Shark, $83 for the Tiger Sting, $86 for the 3-pack, $168 for the helicopter, $34 for the Iron Anvil Parachute Trooper. Carded Mindbender was $32, Havoc was $42. You wanted one of everything like that, you're spending $639.
Jesus banana.
That's more expensive than a golden ticket.
Mm-hmm. No wonder I was walking funny after the con last year.
That was a whole different gate for a whole different reason, wasn't it, Justin
Bell? Yes, it was.
Whew. Any other things we should know about the area, Troy?
The hotel's a fairly new hotel, so I think it's a nice facility. Like you said, Embassy Suites is awesome because there's free breakfast, so that's a plus. Like I said, it's kind of out there, so you might want a rental car, but there's a lot of stuff within a real short drive.
Have you been this one before?
I haven't stayed at this one before. No, I'm just over an hour away, so if I'm stuck there, I'm just going home. But I'm going to stay there for the con, but I haven't stayed there previously, no.
So how close are we to any off-track betting facilities?
It's where you go buy your pot.
Ah, gotcha.
Just go betting and pot, same place.
Done and done.
Yeah, the hotel rooms are, I think, $144 a night, which is, I think, the same as last year. Am I right?
Embassy Suites, those are big rooms.
Keep in mind, an Embassy Suite, you're going to have a separate bedroom with one or two beds in there, depending on what type of room you get. And then there's like a walk-in living room type area for all rooms as well that will have a couch, a TV. When you want to gather your friends in these type of rooms, you can spread out a little bit more.
So what you're saying is there's going to be about 36 people per room at JoeCon.
I think that's the room that Justin Bell's going to be in.
Well,
hey, if it makes it cheaper, I'm all for it.
If the shoe fits, yeah. Troy, are there any area liquor stores around there?
Yeah, I mean, there's liquor stores all over the place. It's not
all right.
It's not like a dry county or anything, so.
Are they allowed to sell cold beer?
Yes, they are. Although James Kavanaugh apparently won't buy it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, he'll have plenty of options. He can buy his warm beer wherever. But, you know,
there's a ton of breweries in Fort Collins. So when you go to the liquor store, there's going to be like all kinds of little craft brews and crap like that. So there will be quite a beer selection, I'm sure.
So there's a lot of breweries. Is this some kind of guilt to make up for bringing the world the travesty known as Coors?
You know, I don't know. Maybe. Again, like I said, I'm not a beer drinker, so I honestly couldn't tell you the difference between them.
Mm. The one with the little oatmeal chunks in it is Coors.
Okay.
Oatmeal chunks.
Then you don't have to eat with it.
I thought Coors and having sex in a canoe were about the same thing.
That's Coors Light.
They're both close to water.
That's Coors Light.
Good God.
Justin Bell.
What has happened to the show in the past 6 months?
You can't even give a good Monty Python joke.
We've got ladies present. I mean, come on.
There's no ladies.
Oh, she would agree with me.
He's talking about Troy.
I was going to say, who are you calling a lady?
He's referring to the one in the petticoat, Troy McKee.
I make it look good. What can I say?
It might be your thing, and at least you're rocking it.
Do we have any early intel on the custom class? Do we know anything about that? Yes, no?
Not that I've heard.
New?
Fair enough. For all of us here who are going to go, when do you expect to get there with the exception of Troy? We'll know he'll be there that Monday before, I'm sure, or whatever. But Justin, what are you looking at? Are you looking at getting there Wednesday or just getting there the day of and flying out Sunday or what?
I'm hoping to get there Wednesday. We'll see how that works out. But yeah, I'm hoping to get there Wednesday. And I don't remember what time I left last year. I think we left late Sunday. But you know, it was a drive last year. So I don't know if I'll be a Sunday or Monday guy this year. We'll have to kind of see how it shakes out with work and all that stuff.
Yeah, you really f***ed yourself on that drive, didn't you?
The drive was a lot of fun, so I can't bitch too much.
Was the drive back, though, as much fun as the drive there?
It was pretty fun still, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, they didn't go through Kokomo.
We didn't go through Kokomo, okay. No, so that was the difference. But no, it was still fun.
But you got to sit on Chris's lap the whole way back, so that was...
Yes.
That was a plus, right?
Would explain Justin Bell's back problems.
They're nothing compared to his front problems, I tell you what.
Oh, my.
You can tell we haven't recorded much in the last year, but we haven't lost it yet. Mike, free trip or not, what are you expecting yourself to come in?
It kind of depends. If I can get into the custom class, I'll try and make my Wednesday night appearance. Otherwise, it'll be Wednesday or Thursday. Just kind of depends on what the cost of things is looking like at the time. And I do usually try to stay till Monday just because I hate trying to rush out on Sunday night in the middle of all that stuff. I've been spoiled by the Monday departure.
Mm-hmm.
It's all up in the air at this point.
If you leave too early on Sunday, you can't find out if you become a repeat champion.
Correct. I got a title to come back and reclaim.
Joe, what about you?
Last year, we came in on Tuesday and then left on Monday, but then we got stuck in Chicago with that stupid snowstorm. But we came in on Tuesday because there weren't enough flights on Wednesday, so we didn't want to risk it. We also do the
snowstorm.
Tour.
Yeah. I know they had the thunderstorms on that day before, but there was snowstorms.
Hail. Yeah, they had a bit of hail coming in. We got stuck in Chicago on the way home, so we got screwed. But yeah, we're thinking like the Monday departure is much better than Sunday, because Sunday becomes really sad. And
yes.
Rush.
Yes.
So
Sunday is incredibly depressing.
Sunday night, you get to hang out and reminisce with luminaries like the What's on Joe Mindcast.
Yeah.
He sounded so excited.
So depending on the tours or depending what the other half wants to do, if he wants to do one of the custom classes or the tour, we'll come in on either Tuesday or Wednesday.
It would be interesting to know what kind of tours they got planned. Troy, do you have any idea what is in the area that might be something that would be tour worthy?
Well, I mean, again, the Budweiser Brewery is close. Rocky Mountain National Park is, I mean, you'd have to load up on a bus, but it's pretty close, and that's like the big natural attraction.
I can't see Savage doing Budweiser.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When you get into Boulder, there's a couple of factories there. I mean, it's a short drive, but there might be some tours doing that. I don't know. I'll be interested to see once they release the brochure what they've set up for tours.
Myself, probably Tuesday. Probably get there Tuesday, leave Monday.
Mr. Hoity-toity, what you going to do there on Tuesday?
We're going to go down to Casa Bonita.
We're going down to Casa Bonita, bitch.
If there is a trip to get to Casa Bonita, I'll do my best to make it out for then. If we can get that set in stone, I will make it out for then.
Come on, Bill. We're waiting on you now.
What, Tuesday night?
Do Casa it. Bonita?
Yeah. Come on, Bill. Get in Tuesday.
Do it.
I can't handle the peer pressure.
Joe, you think you're escaping the peer pressure on this after we're done with Justin?
Oh, no, I'm for it.
All right, you're in. Okay, good, good, good.
I'm pretty easy that way.
Good, I think.
I like the ascended laugh that she has at the end after she tells herself easy.
Justin, just let it happen. It'll be fine.
Just close your eyes, take a breath, and let it happen. I hear that at JoeCon every year.
Just close your eyes. It's okay.
Just let it happen.
It happened to D-Base. It'll happen to Justin Bell next year.
Justin, if you weren't the prettiest girl in the room, Justin, it wouldn't be
the best.
Can you imagine? Shh, Justin. Just let it happen.
And we're all whispering like that.
You're gonna.
And for those of you at home who may be wondering what the D-Base story is, you're going to have to be wondering.
Yeah.
You're just going to have to get a joke on.
You're just going to have to make it out to a joke on and live these experiences for yourself.
At around 9:05.
No matter what stories we tell about James Kavanaugh, those are just the ones fit for publication.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Kavanaugh barely finished on the podium in terms of JoeCon stories last year. Barely.
I dare say he was not on the podium at all.
I don't know if I can knock him off the podium. He was hanging on to the podium by fingernails.
We have extreme drunkenness. We'll call D's self-discovery. And then...
There wasn't much self in that discovery.
And then, of course, you know, Joel's extreme personal injury. So, James, fourth place.
Joe, any hints whatsoever to trying to retain your title?
Ooh, no. No hints.
No hints.
I'll probably wear the green, the Crimson Asp, probably like Friday, and have people ask me if that's my Saturday costume again. I always do that. I always wear whatever costume I wear for Saturday night the next year, like Friday.
She does the James Kavanaugh throw them off their game thing. I like
it. Well, it's somewhere in that mass of 17 costume changes that happen over the course of the weekend.
How many crates do you guys ship in with you with costumes?
For JoeCon or for regular con?
Well, let's take JoeCon, for instance.
We don't care about lesser cons.
I would be interested to hear how much she crates in for, like, New York Comic Con or some of those other ones. We know she doesn't come in for Coil.
Okay.
We know that.
She is on the list, people.
Coil Con gets zero crates.
There's only so much funding and time off work.
And yet here you are at some little podunk New York Comic Con.
I'll have you know, Sarah said you had to stop bugging me about that because I will get to Coil Con.
No, because she'd rather rub elbows with Jordan Hensborough.
Sarah ain't the boss of me.
Oh, he's a nice guy. And I saw David tonight. David Gull, saw him today.
Oh, wow. Jason Duvall's man crush.
Yeah, he's the nicest guy ever.
I haven't met him.
You hear that, John? You hear that, John? Ever.
Ever!
Screw you!
I now have to make him a pie. You know that, right? Like, now I gotta bake him cookies or something to make him feel all better. You're
whatever
great
it
too,
takes.
Hun. And have John, his cookies.
John, we're doing this for you, man.
I'm sorry, honey. I really do love you.
Sure, now.
I gotta make up a pie now. Jackasses.
You said yes. You said
yes.
So for JoeCon, how much? And then for like New York Comic Con, I think that's probably your biggest ones, right?
No, Dragon Con's my biggest one.
Okay, so let's use JoeCon and then Dragon Con as your example.
So JoeCon, I had two suitcases and the largest FedEx box and two carry-ons, and I mailed stuff in.
Wow.
Yeah.
And why did you mail stuff in?
Because I can't travel with a flamethrower.
That is correct. No flamethrowers through the airport. If you're going to come in costume, you might want to think about mailing any firearm-looking things.
Yes. And you can't fly with grenades. People, like, even though they're inert, do not fly with
real
grenades,
ones, fake
please.
Ones. Just leave it. Ship them in. Ship them in.
Or we're always close to an Army surplus store wherever we have JoeCon, so just pick up a couple and then FedEx them home.
Troy?
I do know where all the gun stores are. Yeah.
See?
There we go.
I was not.
Finally found what I was into. There you go.
Are they close to liquor store?
How is the Troy McKee compound coming, by the way?
It's going fantastic. We got the floor etched, and we bought the stuff to actually paint the floor. And we've got insulation around.
Troy, before you go too far into this.
Oh, yeah. I guess I should explain
what the Troy McKee compound is a little bit.
So I have so much G.I. Joe stuff that I literally filled up my house. And right. The house I live in is the one I grew up in, and I bought it from my parents because I had so much Joe stuff I didn't want to move it. So anyway, now I'm at capacity. I built a 1,200-square-foot storage building.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And it's built kind of like it's a metal building, but the interior with the insulation stuff's kind of done like a house, and it's just kind of one big room with a little furnace room and a bathroom at the back.
So if you gotta go, I'll sort in your Joes. You don't want to go run back to your other house.
No, no. So that's, yeah, we're going to try and get that squared away a little bit, maybe before con, so I can show a couple of my buddies. We got to get the inside done, and then we got to start building display cases, so.
And have you built the bunker underneath yet?
I have not. That's phase two. I got to pay off phase one first, then we'll worry about the bunker. Yeah.
All right, Joe, back to your question.
Yes. So New York Comic Con, I had, not New York, Dragon Con, I had 11 costumes.
Jesus.
And it was like 2 to 3 changes each day over a course of, what was it? I got there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So 6 days. So I had 2 suitcases, 2 carry-ons, and one of my girlfriends, half of her SUV was my costumes and half of it were hers. She had 10 costumes to bring down. So she drove from the DC area to Atlanta and I flew with the other half. So,
wow.
So if you were watching that tragic comedy unfold on Facebook, you got to see the entire process of narrowing it down from like 28 costumes to 11.
Yeah, sadly, last year I had 9, and then I was like, okay, I have to narrow this down. And when I started this year for Dragon Con, it was 15, and I was like, what the f***?
Last costume on the chopping block, unfortunately, the Justin Bell costume.
Yes.
So, hey, I made it to the last round. I'm happy.
You had skin-tight pants and all. Like, it was...
With the sock, no less. Okay.
Tiny, tiny sock.
Just like Justin does with the sock. Yeah. Hey, folks, if this is going to be your first JoeCon, this is really what you're going to hear, the banter type, what's going on in the lobby in between nights at the restaurants, at the bar, whatever.
And if this is your first What's on Joe Mind, please, God, we do better than most of the time.
This is really what JoeCon's all about right here. You'll hear more about JoeCon in the upcoming episodes, of course. We'll do a brochure reading. If you have any questions, just hit us up, whatsonjoemind@gmail.com, or our Facebook page, facebook.com/whatsonjoemind. Just put in the question, and we'll probably answer it there. We'll probably read it on a future show and answer it there as well, just in case someone else would want to know about it. So,
what's our phone number? We even have a voicemail. What's our phone number? You don't know, do you?
Crickets.
8675309.
That is not correct.
Ask for Ginny. She'll transfer you to Justin.
our show's personal assistant, Jenny.
Troy, if I wanted to buy a USS flag hat, where would I go?
You would go to troymckee.com, and you could use the contact form on that page.
Okay. How much are they again?
I think I had them up to like $24 now.
Are they either going to go on sale or going to find them at Ross?
Yeah. Or you could wait for Ross. That is an option. I don't have a whole lot of them right now. So if I get a big run on them, you might have to wait. Have the embroidery shop here in town whip me up another couple of dozen. So
we don't want to get you on the bad end of the embroider or the good end, as it were.
Mm-hmm. The second you mention whip, you hear Joe. Whoa.
Hello.
She's going to fit in just fine.
She wears
just fine.
She wears a lot of leather costumes.
I do.
Anyway. Anyways. But so, Troy, what this magical side of yours, what else you got going on there?
I'm a freelance designer. I do illustration work, so you can always commission stuff that way too. I do a lot of web kind of graphic stuff. I do packaging design. I did packaging design for Boss Fight Studios, name drop. And I just do all kinds of illustration and graphic design stuff. So
has Gary commissioned a snow job picture from you yet?
He has not.
Gary, you're a
but I thought I have.
Which is why I have not offered to pick him up at the airport for JoeCon. You bought a sketch card. That's not the same as a commission.
Oh, in other words, I didn't spend enough money.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that of course, did happen at CoilCon 5, which means that, yes, Joe is the only member of the show besides Justin who has not been to CoilCon.
I'll take Justin.
Justin, Justin doesn't count.
CoilCon was fantastic. I loved it. I'm sorry I missed it this year.
See?
Justin. Yeah, I'm listening. What do you want me to say? Huh? What do you want me to say? I'll go when Joe goes. How about that?
Oh, wow. Yeah, he's dying of Joe. Wow. And on that note, we should probably wrap this up. Some special edition. Don't know what number it is, but we'll put a number to it anyways.
We're a proud and prepared lot.
What's on Joe's mind? It's a announcement of Loveland, otherwise known as Denver.
People are going to go there thinking it's Denver. They're going to be really disappointed, Gary.
They're going to get off the plane and go, oh, we're in Loveland.
The blaring of the horn of the return of What's On Your Mind. Sing it from the rooftops. Joy me, you are here.
So we'll catch you next time for the next episode of
What's On Your Mind.
Night, everybody.
Take it easy.
We're sorry.
He climbed cathedral mountains. He saw silver clouds below. He saw everything as far as you can see. And they say that he got crazy once, and he tried to touch the sun. And he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side is turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake.